Okay, we continue in the Balavi. We're on page Resh Samach Gimel, near the bottom of the page, the next subcategory, which is called Chovas Hakoras HaNefesh Lifnei Tchilas HaAvoda, the obligation to have the soul recognize what it has to recognize before it begins its service of Hashem. So again, so far, it's one long concept that Tzaddik is bringing here. Is that we have to realize that there's a concept of Adam Rishon before the sin, Adam Rishon after the sin. Adam Rishon before the sin, the I is really the Yetzer Tov. You really want, I really want to serve Hashem and do what's good. Externally, there's a Yetzer Hara that's nudging you to do something, but that's from the outside. And then after the sin, it was reversed. And the first thing that a person has to do, and our lifelong ambition is to bring us back to that state of Adam Rishon before the sin. So we have to first realize where we're at. That's the first step. And we need to know, you know, where this comes from. But more importantly, we're going to see in shortly that even if we acknowledge that I like the things that the Yetzer Hara gives me and that's what I want, we're going to see that's not really who we are. And we really have to start to learn to identify the essence of who I am as being a totally good person. And that you really want to be good. And there's only a Yetzer Hara on the outside. So now we're going to continue with this. Davar Yaduhu, it's well known. Shebechol Davar V'davar Shara Mitzasek Oso. Ito. It's well known that anything a person engages with and has to make use of. V'hecha Shekodem Yavin Ma Oymed Lefonav. He has to, by necessity, know what stands in front of him. He's got to know what's going on. What is the essence and shape of this thing? And only afterwards do you use it. Ludugma, for example. A person gets into a car and wants to drive it. First time he's seen a car in his life. If he doesn't understand all the different parts that make the car go and how to use them, he's most likely going to get into an accident. If you don't know like where the brakes are, you know, it's not a good thing. So you have to be fully familiar with the car. Person has to familiarize himself with the purpose of every gadget and every button and everything that exists in the car, right? And only after he thoroughly recognizes the car does he begin to drive with it. You know, you have cars now where I don't know why, or, you know why, but you can't figure out where the button is to open up the hood. You know, I've had a car for 4 years already. You know, I rarely I need to open up the hood because you take it in for service. So when's the only time you really have to open up the hood? You know, so when you're driving on the 401 and you run out of washer fluid, right? So it should be like an obvious place. Like it should be like right where you could see it. So I don't know why in my Sienna they put it like where the dash already starts to go under. So Baruch Hashem, right? You know, it has an owner's manual. So you get the owner's manual, then you have to find the index in the owner's manual. It used to be the last pages. No, it's not the last page. It's like 20 pages before the last page. You find the index, find it, it gives you a picture, and you look, I still don't see it. Then you look again, it's like, mom, it's like right on the bottom. Finally get it, right? Now, if you don't know where that is, you know, and you need it quicker than, you know, I was able to pull off into a station, and you know, that's a problem. So you have to really be familiar with this. And so that we understand for anything you want to use, you got to be really familiar with it. So how does this fit in? Let's go to the next page. Now, Reish Samach Dalid. Kein adover ba'avodas Hashem. So it is with the service of Hashem. Lifnei she'odam asri lavodim na'asho. Before a person begins to work with his soul, chayvu lahakir es mahus shel nefesh, you are obligated to recognize the essence of the soul. Rak la'acha she'akirenu, only after you recognize it, yeda keitzad l'nasev es kochos ha'nefesh mi'aminu mi'smol u'lahachzar kol ha'berolam. Only after you recognize what the soul's aspects are, will you be able to guide the forces of the soul from right to left, as it were, and to bring it all back to the Rabbi Nishlag. In other words, you want to be engaging the soul, you want to be dealing with the soul, but you really don't know how it works. So therefore, l'cholam v'adam yesh yetzer tov v'yetzer hara. Everyone's got a yetzer tov and a yetzer hara. V'avoda harishona shel adam hi lahakir mahu koach hayetzer hara etzlo. The first job of a person is to recognize what power, is the yetzer tov etzlo. What power does yetzer tov have? Uma koach hayetzer hara. What's the strength of the yetzer hara? Ma yetzer tov bidyuk omer. What does the yetzer tov specifically say to me? Uma hayetzer hara omer. What does the yetzer hara specifically say to me? In other words, when do I know if the little voice inside of me is the yetzer hara, the yetzer tov? What is their language? How does each one sound? And that's what I started mentioning with Rav Dessler. Is it the I statements or the you statements? That's usually a good indicator if it's a Yetzer Tov or Yetzer Hara statement. It's one method. And, it's no different than, if Loleno, someone's addicted to something, drug addict, whatever. And you have to know what kochos you have that you can use to overcome this addiction. You have to know the players on the table inside yourself. What's the balance of the strengths that lie within the person? Okay, so we're going to have to start doing some deep investigation now into our souls. Okay, next subcategory. Havoda Rishona Knisa La'olam Shel Tov. The first job is to enter into the world of good. Let's give an example. Now we're going to get very, very practical, and for all of you who are struggling with diets, okay, although everybody here looks to be in pretty good shape in the room here, but maybe in our radio audience out there, we're going to get into the subject of dieting. He's going to use it as a very neutral example, not going to shul and stuff like that. We'll start with a neutral example, then we'll get to other examples. So let's give an example. L'adam yesh taiva lechol machol mesuyim v'machlit la'avod al taiva zu. Let's say a person has a taiva to eat a certain food. And we're not talking about now regular dinner. You haven't eaten in 6 hours and you're supposed to be hungry and eat. We're talking it's 11 o'clock at night and you and a vanilla fudge ripple are, having eyes to each other. There's a whole quart of it in the fridge. And there's an interesting movie on, and you want to have some company when you watch the movie, and the fudge rip will be a very good company. Will last you at least through the first half hour of the movie. So you have a taiva to eat a certain food, and you've decided that you'd like to work on this taiva. You realize it's not a good taiva. It's not a good taiva. You shouldn't be eating these kinds of foods. So you want to work on it. So what are you going to do? You're going to say, I'm going to stop eating it. No, that ain't going to work. Because you don't know the players at the table. You don't know the forces involved at the table here. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, so he says, okay, I decided. Certain foods I'm going to eat. Broccoli and cauliflower and chicken I'm going to eat. And vanilla fudge ripple I'm not going to eat. Right? Basically, I'm going on a diet. Okay. So he's going to go on a diet. Joey, pay attention for your clients to help them here, right? She decided to go on a diet. So, Tzurazu shel havoda himaod chitzonis. You too, Alan. This type of avoda is very superficial. V'krovamod likishol, and is most likely to fail. Why? Ki havoda nasis b'li hagdoris yisodios. Because this service, this work you're beginning to do, has begun without any basic definitions. Adam kara b'svarim shetayvus achila mita mekunehi umarchigas adam hakadosh baruch hu. So let's say from a religious aspect, a guy reads in the holy books that eating like a pig, it's not a good mita. It's not a good characteristic. It distances you from Hashem. V'davar heviu lachlat lochol, and now things brought him that brought him to make a decision. I should be eating these foods. So now, or you don't have to be that religious. First, just decides, you know, I'm not healthy. The doctor told me to lose the weight. I got to lose the weight. It's no different. You're reading a sefer tells you that, or a doctor tells you that. It carries the same weight almost. So now, what happens? Kol yom v'yom yeshel milchama chadosha. Every single day is a new battle. Who wrote Salechol? He finds the vanilla fudge ripple today still in the fridge. Kashlo mod lo lechol. It's very hard for him not to eat it. From Amros Kolzos, and in spite of all that, he opens the freezer. He looks at it. He looks at it lovingly. He cuddles it in his hand. No, Muachos, I'm not going to eat it. Whoa. What a milchama. What a war. Mamish, hand-to-hand combat with the vanilla fudge ripple. And, he won the battle. Now, Iev Shaloimer Shibavada Shikashal. We can't say that certainly you will fail in this. Avokar of Lavada Shikakia, but almost certainly you will fail in this battle, eventually. For Einena Ros and R.I.C. Shibadera Klal, in general, Kolha Kabbalas Minasugazeh, all of these Kabbalas, these initiatives that we take in this style, you know, Tukfas Lizman Katzer Bavad, they hold strong for a very short period of time. And most of them, if not all of them, they weaken, and that desire to begin with, you know, vanishes, and it has no maintenance. So let's get to the root of this. Let's understand why doesn't it work and what we're going to have to do instead to make it work. So before a person makes a decision not to eat a certain food, so first he has to reflect on the following. He says, Ani roitz alechol o loy roitz alechol. Do I really like and want to eat junk foods, or do I not really want to eat junk foods? What do I really want? Kach yavchin b'shnei hakocha shebo asosim zezeh. Now, this is the way he has to test and measure the two forces that conflict within himself and to measure their strengths. Hakoyach ha-mishtoikek lechol, there is a force there that yearns and wants to eat junk food. V'lumoso ha-rotzna pnimi lisnaser minochol. And then there's the inner desire, which is to be like a nazir, lis nazir, from a nazir, to stay away from that kind of food. Next page, Reish Samachay. Kloimer, meaning to say, lo dai biyadiyah shibadivri chazal kosher sheyesh yetzer tov v'yetzer ra. It's not enough just to know that the rabbis say there's a yetzer tov and a yetzer ra. Vadai she'im kosov b'chazal zubemes. If the rabbis write it for sure, it's true. That's not a question. But now you got to be an investigative reporter, and you have to find, you have to look and find where what the rabbis say is revealed inside your heart, where your Yetzirah is, where your Yetzer Tov is, and how it manifests itself, not as a theory, but as the real thing. If you're just satisfied with general knowledge of what the rabbi said and you believe it, it's a nice thing, it's a wondrous thing to believe it. But it's impossible to work on your heart by just relying on what the rabbis say without recognizing in your soul and knowing how these things are attached to the innermost being of yourself. So in other words, you got to be able to recognize and identify with this Yetzer Hara and know how to work with it. Because if without doing that, then, you know, the words of the rabbis are, there's a disconnect between what the rabbis say and what you recognize in your soul. You got this mental understanding of Yetzer Yetzera, and then you got what's going on inside you. You're not even connecting the two. So what do you got to do? So Adam Tzorach Eifel Lechaber Es Atzmal Divir Chazal Lechapes Heichan Advorim Shekzuvim Lechazal Al Yetzer Tov Yetzer Ra Gluy Mesel Velev. Person's got to connect that which he learned from the rabbis, and then what he has to do is to search within himself, where is it, what they write, where is it exactly revealed within me in terms of my Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra? So now he starts working on one little point in your life, which is eating. And what are your real feelings? Then compare what the rabbis say to what your feelings are. So let's see. He feels on the one hand that he wants to eat. On the other hand, he doesn't want to eat. So let's start defining this. You have conflicting feelings inside of yourself. So Hagdoras Hadvarim, the definition of what's going on is as follows. Kefi shechazal mosrim lanu, as the rabbis give it over to us, he, sheyetzer tov omer lo lochol. It is, who is telling you not to eat? That's the yetzer tov. Yetzer tov is saying, don't eat. Yetzer hara omer lo lechol. Yetzer hara is the one that's telling you to eat. So now, so now you're reflecting on this, and now you got to ask yourself a question. Now you know there's two voices inside of you. There's one saying, I want it, but I don't want to eat it. So now here's the critical question. What is it that I really want? There's wanting in general, and then is there something wrong in the book?
Yeah. Well, let's establish Yetzirah twice. Yetzirah.
Okay, so it's a typo. Okay, so what I really want, Eza Rotzen Etzli Hu Atzmi V'Chosek Yosser, which desire inside is me, is my essence and stronger. Ve'Eza Rotzen Cholosh Yosser, and which Rotzen is weaker? Oulai Shnei Kochos Shel Rotzen Shavim, or maybe they're both equal. So start doing some investigations. That's the first thing you got to do. Zoe Avoda Rishona Sharam Tzarech Livar Lasva. This is the first work that a person has to decide for himself. Haim Ikar Ratzon Shalohu Lechol is his main desire to eat. V'Ratzon Shalohu Lechol Ratzon Mishni, and the desire not to eat is a secondary Ratzon, not as primary Ratzon. Oh, hefakar, the opposite. Haratzon Shalohu Lechol Yikari V'Ratzon Lechol Mishni, or the desire not to eat is primary, and the desire to eat is secondary. So you got to really check this out. So kol zman she'adam lo margish she'ratzon shel lechol chazak etzel yosem me'ratzon lechol, as long as a person doesn't sense that the desire to not eat coming from the Yetzer Tov is stronger than him, than the ratzon to eat, which is the Yetzer Hara, as long as you don't recognize that within yourself, in other words, as long as you feel, you know, the desire to eat is stronger, I really want to eat. Until you've got the priority in the right way, it's very dangerous to start this job. It's very dangerous to start your diet until you really recognize who you are. Because since the weight in the soul is that the desire to not eat is much weaker than the desire to eat, but you haven't yet recognized that. How are you going to stand up against that stronger Yetzer that tells you to eat? So he is taking on a job that's beyond his level. It's beyond what he's capable of doing. And consequently, he's most likely to fall. In other words, if you don't recognize the strength of the players at the table, you're heading for a disaster over here. And you have to fully acknowledge who is the stronger force, what is the stronger force, as we'll see why that's going to make a difference shortly. But you got to come to full admission as to what's going on inside you. If not, if you got a strong Yetzer Hara, it's guaranteed the strong Yetzer Hara will eventually beat the weak Yetzer Tov. That's all there is to it. You decide to go on a diet, and you throw out all the junk food in the house, and the Yetzer Hara knows, I got this guy. It's just a matter of time. You threw everything out, you got excited, you know, a moment of hisorus got into you, fine. First day you're walking by the store, you go by the ice cream section, you don't buy it. Yetzer Hara says, I got no problem. It'll take time, a couple days, you know, a few hunger pangs. Oh, it's ready. It's 3 days past. It's Friday. She's in Sobeys now. She has to buy something for Shabbos. She has to buy a dessert. Okay, this is what I'm going to get her now. Okay, the kids need to have dessert. The kids aren't on a diet. They have to suffer just because you're on a diet. Okay, you're in Russia. Everyone's going to suffer. These kids are skinny. You know, they should enjoy Shabbos. Enjoying Shabbos a mitzvah. Oynik Shabbos, covered Shabbos Kiddush. You know, I'll buy a small one for the kids. You know, and the Yetzer Hara saying, she's mine. And then that Friday afternoon, the Yetzer Hara makes sure to wreak havoc in the house. Everything's going wrong. And that little pint of ice cream is in the fridge. And then the person feels so bad, and the husband insults her and makes her feel like nothing, and she needs some comfort. And then the fudge ripple says, "I love you." and then I'll only take a spoonful, you know. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. The whole thing's gone, and it's over, and it's finished. Oy, I have no self control. What kind of bum? It's only been 3 days. Already gave in. Oy, forget it. I've been suffering so much, and that's it. The game's over. Yeah, you don't even know who you're dealing with, right? You know, it's like dealing with a pool shark. You know, he lets you win the first few games. And then he raises up the ante and he blitzes you. So it's the same thing the Yetzer Hara. So finished. So Taparei Samach Vav. Adam lo yochel lahaschil lavod al dvorim shukara leim besvarim. You can't begin to work on things you read in books. Via hachashuvim vaniflam v'yoser. And they can be the most wondrous things we learn in svarim. Kegam sheva emes chashuvim heim vaniflam v'yoser. Even though they're true and they're wondrous, there's amazing stuff we're learning. But first you gotta recognize your soul and its wantings. To be really honest to what you really want, not just what you read in a sefer. I read in a sefer, you read in a diet book, they have this documentary out, of this guy who, was a fully healthy guy. Really a good physical specimen guy, like around 30, 185 pounds. You know, he's built good. He's no fat, but really good. So he decided to. So there was this whole thing. People were trying to sue McDonald's for the unhealthy food. So he says he's going to go on a McDonald's diet. So you're familiar with this. So he's only going to eat. It's the Lushan, whatever their big portion is called, supersize, whatever. Breakfast, afternoon, lunch, only McDonald's. You know, and he's got two doctors monitoring him. That's the effects of it. And like, they first take his blood, the numbers are amazing. He's like the best you could want, right? So mamish, within 3 weeks, the doctor said, "You better stop, you're gonna kill yourself." The numbers showed a liver like someone who'd been drinking for years. All those blood numbers were way, way off the chart. They said, "You're in serious danger of getting a heart attack." You know, and then one night he starts getting palpitations. He never got palpitations. Never. He tells the doctor about it. Doctor, you know, it's like incredibly what he, and then he's going for 30 days. He's already picked up like 25 pounds. 25 pounds, and he figured he's gonna, and usually he would exercise, and isn't that? He figured I'm gonna live like a normal sedentary North American. You know, nothing exceptionally of exercise, and just, you know, and by the end of 3 days, they said, "You better stop. You, this is not gonna go another 30 days. You will be in a hospital." Right? So, he finally stops. And they gauge, like, from what he did, right? That he in the 30 days, he ate 30 pounds of sugar. You know, so like this is to show you that, you know, this food is not good for you. You know, it really, you know, so, okay, you're going to say it's exaggeration, but really not. Because take your typical middle class person who doesn't have a lot of money, and McDonald's for $2.99, you could have the world. You know, so, and you go there three times, and many people go there three times a week. It's like not even a shiloh. And besides that, the other junk food they eat, just forget about McDonald's, the process for all this other eating. And it's just building up over years. Can you imagine what's going on in there? You know, and even let McDonald's get some pressure to make salads. So they check out the salads that McDonald's makes. The dressings on that salad is worse than the double Big Mac. Mm-hmm. You know, it's incredible. And they start talking about the powerful lobbies. The food industry has unbelievable lobbies in Washington. Full-time lobbyists to make sure that no legislation is passed against any of these companies. And that that they can make legislation that it can't ever be passed, and all the other kickbacks and to get who's going to get into the White House cafeteria, you know, like McDonald's or so. It's unbelievable what's going on there. Now you're dealing with this. So you're going to watch this documentary. And say, okay, I'm getting rid of junk food. That can inspire you. It can inspire you. You're getting rid of junk food. You see the difference. And then took him. It took him. A year and a half to lose the weight. And took him like 3 to 4 months to get the numbers back in order. So then he stopped, he went back to totally healthy. Like, it took 3 to 4 months to get his numbers back in order. And like a year and a half to lose all the weight he gained. Until he finally got totally recuperated from this 1 month. Unbelievable. So anyway, so you read this, okay. Now you get a hisuris from that man. Okay, not going to McDonald's anymore. I'm not going to buy all the unhealthy foods. Get rid, you know. But you're finished. If you don't learn and recognize, you know, the line is, you know, to thine own self be true. If you don't really know how strong these forces are inside you, forget it. So it's the most amazing documentary. Like, no one, you got, they describe all these things. It's like, forget it. You don't want to eat this food. It'll kill you. It'll mamish kill you. Like, you don't need any more riots. It's 100%. Do you agree now you shouldn't eat McDonald's food? Fine. Do you agree you should eat like a pig on Shabbos? I agree. Yeah. So what happens? I'm not going to do that. But 2-3 days, you're finished. So keep failing. So you got to make it real. So bear as Ram Kachu. So what's the explanation? As long as the stronger rutzen is to eat, so your soul is found in the world of evil. Binakuda sahila, in the point of eating. Could be you're nice in other areas. Could you're big bal chesed. In that area in the world of tov. Okay? But in the world of eating, you're finished. You're bad. You're in the bad world. And you think you're gonna stop while you're in the bad world? So I have a kashima ochisika sochasein rabbi. This is such a hard job that the possibility of success is not like great. The first job of a person is your job is that the yearnings of your heart should be to not want to eat. And that you want to bring yourself into the world of good. If your main soul aspect is in the world of good, then it's easier to remove the little branches that still remain that are related to the world of evil. In other words, the first job is to change your yearnings. Because, let's be honest, if you really start asking yourself what you really want, and you say, you know, I really want to eat like a pig. Let's be honest. I really do. I love food. Let's not debate the point. I really love it. I love the taste. I love how it goes down. It makes me feel good. It's a comfort food. It's my only friend in life. Never double crosses you, right? It always is good to you, right? Till you get the heart attack, but you don't know that yet, right? It's always good to me. I really love it. It really feels good. I can't say anything bad about junk food because it really is just wonderful. And I love it. Right? So now, you have to be honest. So now, what's my job? My job is that I have to change what I'm feeling, and I have to really want to feel. I have to be the kind of person that really wants to not eat it. And that's my real want. That is the avoda, to change your wanting. And then, okay, there'll still be, you know, it's in other words, the inside, the real I, the I should say, I want to be healthy. I want to not be a pig. I want to be closer to Hashem. And by being closer to Hashem, is you eating food the way Hashem wants you to eat. And it doesn't have to even be so religious. I want to live. I want to live to see my grandchildren. And that's much more important than the most tasty vanilla fudge ripple in the world. I want to live to be able to do Torah mitzvahs for a long time. That's what I really want. I, they'll be, you know, a little tempted from a pizza shop still. Then I can deal with it. If I don't really want it anymore, then there's fond memories and you know, maybe for a moment, but get out of here. I don't want it. That's your avoda. That's the first job, is to change the wanting. That's you gotta have there. Right? So now, but if the main person is in the world of evil, so let's take this point of taiva. And you're trying to get yourself out of that world just by doing something. If you're going to work as hard as you want, but you're in that world, you're fighting with the Yetzirah, who's the Balabais, who's the master of the house. He's running the roost. And to fight with the Balabais from the outer point, just from the knowledge that I saw the documentary, that it's not good to eat it. That's going to be really hard. If you have to realize you're in that world. If you're in that world, you can't get out of that world. You can fight for a day or two, but you can't win in that world. So the beginning of the service is, you gotta wake up within yourself the true desire to not eat. You've got to, and we're gonna learn how you do this. How do you develop the ratzon to not eat, to be stronger than the ratzon to yes eat? And that haratzon hazehu yia balabais barum. And that this ratzon to not eat, that's the balabais. That's the guy who runs the house. And in that way, nimtza ha'adam ba'ilum shel tov, the person finds himself in the world of good. Now, the battle with the evil isn't to remove the evil from the man, but rather just to remove any branches that may have been left over of the evil and turn them to the good, just a cleanup operation. Okay, now that's the real avoda, is to change your ratzon. That's the real battle. You know, it's like in the secular world, like a lot of the battles is, you know, how to shift public opinion. You shift public opinion, the issues will fall right into place. If you're trying to hit the issues, you know, that isn't going to work. So that's in the negative way. So that's why McDonald's and these guys have got these lobbyists, is to shift the mood, to shift the public opinion. That's what those commercials are doing. You know, have it your way. You deserve a break today. Imagine you hear that line, you deserve it. It's such a gewaltical line. I don't know if they still play it this years ago. You deserve a break today. You do, Doc. It's a hard day. You've had a hard day. And this is going to give you a break. You know, isn't that so comforting? So that's how you shift the opinion. You deserve a break today. Eat this heart attack food. Oh, we're not going to call it heart attack food. It's Big Mac. You're big. You know, it's the special, you know, whatever, you know, hold the pickles and the mayo and the lettuce, you know, that special orders don't upset us, you know, you can get it your way, man. Yeah. So I'm the balabas, great. So they're subtly shifting you, and it's just sinking you right into the world of evil. You don't even realize what's going on over there. Right? So the job is to get yourself out of that world, to shift your opinion of what you really, really want. Okay? So now, k'muvan, shadugma shel taivas achila hi dugma v'alma. We know that this idea of eating is just an example. Avalakuda hi nekuda p'nismo, but the point is a very deep point. Ata nigash li beir advarim b'ezra shevashvach. Now we're going to explain to it how this is going to work. Nishtadal shiu advarim b'rim. We're going to try to make this clear. Because the understanding of what I'm going to tell you is very important and fundamental in order to accomplish it. If it isn't clear in your understanding, it's going to be very hard to be successful in the world of reality. Okay, so now he's going to take it now to more what's Lamais over here. Okay, Reisa. Yes, sir.
Am I to understand from what we just described here that the soul of a person could be in certain aspects of his life in the good zone and at the same time in other aspects in the bad zone?
Yep.
The same soul?
Yep.
How is that? Because the soul that Hashem gave us is pure, so how does that happen?
Okay, so we're talking about, you know, levels. And, you know, there's many aspects of the soul. So the aspect that you can relate to might be the aspect that's in the realm of evil. Now we're going to see, he's still going to talk and he's going to say, you're right, at the end of the day, the deepest part of the soul only wants to do good. Yeah, but we're not in touch with that part. When you say, I want to eat junk food, I really want to, where's that wanting coming from? It's coming from your from a part of the soul that is the part that you are conscious of.
How did it get there?
It got there because you allowed the junk to get in there. You kept watching television. You keep hearing these messages. You keep hearing that, you know, have it your way. So you figure you're going to have it your way. And that's what you want. And that's coming from the neshama. The wanting. It's coming from the neshama. It's not the deepest part of the neshama. It's not the point of contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a point. It's a more superficial part of the neshama. But that's the part that you relate with. What you really want, that's connected to your neshama. So now let's see how he deals with this. Okay, next page. Reish Samach Zayin. Got to be patient. It's gonna be another day till we're gonna really get to the really critical stuff here. It's all background to get you ready. So etzem achayim v'adim ilahem. So now the essence of life and the masquerading of it, the imagination of it. L'chol adam yesh ratzon. Everybody has a desire. Ilu yitlu min ha'adam es ha'davar shu be'emes reitze. Listen to this line. If you take away from a person what he really wants, also yosef recall what you want more than anything else. Now, you, in this room, we can go around the room. Everybody can tell. If I ask you, what is it that you want more than anything in this world? And you have to be honest. Not the religious answer. But the honest answer. Which you really, really want. Right? If you take it away from that person, you nazei kushas, you will be hurt very badly. V'yitachan sha'af yomus, and maybe you'll even die. Case in point. A couple of the investors who invested heavily with Madoff, what did they do? They committed suicide. Why? Because, whatever, they had lots of money. I don't know exactly the details there. Or people trusted them with lots of money, whatever. But you know what? I was living a certain lifestyle because I had all this money. Without this money, I won't be able to live this way. I really live for the money, and it's gone. And they kill themselves because I can't live anymore. So it's very critical. You have to be really in touch with what you really, really want. Because if you really, really want something and it is taken away from you, this is going to get you into the deepest depressions. And that deepest depression can be so damaging, you could kill yourself. You'll die from that depression. There's so many examples of this. It's incredible. You know, a drug addict. You make him go cold turkey. You know, you got to watch these guys. You got to watch these guys. They live for the drugs, or whatever they're addicted to, and if they can kill themselves. Life isn't worth living if I don't have this. You could have a couple that's been married for 70 years together, and they totally live for each other. And one spouse dies, then I'm gonna say, forget it. I don't want to live anymore. Finished. But, you know, you don't have to get that drastic. Just tell certain people you can't watch TV anymore. They'll die. The mamish die. They wouldn't know what to do with their lives. They did all these kinds of studies. They did all these tests years ago. Goyim, not Yidden. They wanted to do, like, no TV for a month. No TV for a month. Just not live without TV for a month. And they found so many people were failing, and it was for the kids' benefit, right? Thinking for the kids, but if it was the parents who were turning on the TVs, They can't do it. They mamish would rather die than not have television. They don't know. You know, people call once called up our house the Nielsen ratings. We were very blessed once. We were privileged to get a call from Nielsen ratings. My wife got the call. You know, want to put a little box on your TV, and you get all kinds of gifts. Like this is like it's like a plum thing to get volunteered for. Like that this and you know how hush it is. I'm going to decide how important the TV shows are. The ratings are based on me. So I said, sorry, we don't have a TV. The person said, what? How can you live without it? You figure a person comes home after work, he eats supper, the TV goes on for the next 3 hours. Right? Because I don't know what to do with my life. The TV gives me a way of living my life, you know, through a vicariously living my life through them. Or now it's the internet and chat rooms and this and that. And I ain't got it. And now you gotta to be alone with yourself, you'd rather die. I don't know how to live this way. They'll go out of their minds. So you gotta realize, so let's talk about the vanilla fudge ripple. You're gonna live without vanilla, so people live for food. They mamish live for food. If you take it away, they'll mamish die. It's not a joke. Or they'll get into such a depression, they don't wanna get up in the morning. Have nothing to live for. So we have to be very careful, you know, how we're going to deal with this. It's not so simple. Okay, that's it. No more food. You can't just say that. You got to really be honest and make an inventory. What is it that really, I really, really want? I really want COVID. Now, this is not an easy avoda to really start saying, you know, what? I really am a bum. You have to be honest. There's a party that really is a bum. I really want this. I really want to look good. I want to look physically attractive. I lived to look like a model. You know, you have stories. These years ago, these movie stars. The woman finds out she has breast cancer, so she commits suicide. Finished. I got nothing to live for anymore. It was before all the surgeries, and you can make them look better than ever. That's it. She commits suicide because I can't look like a model. So anyway, we're gonna look at, so think about today before tomorrow's class. What is it that you really, really want in life? And how you would live if it would be taken away from you?